Greg Urell joins us from Cranbourne in Victoria. Morning to you, Greg.
Good morning, Andrew. How's things?
Yeah, very well, mate. And the Ori Stars, the feature race tomorrow. And you've got this sort of horse that he's just turned six. He's always sort of promised to win a good race, hasn't he?
Well, he has, Andrew. I mean, you know, he gave us a couple of thrills there last campaign. He sort of got close. And, you know, a couple of them were very, very good runs. So, hopefully, if the big fella can get back to that, he may get his opportunity this spring.
I'm going to put something to you. We haven't seen him since the spring of last year, but those runs in the Bobby Lewis and the Gill guy, I mean, if he's somewhere in that this preparation, he's going to go again, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we've got no reason to doubt that he won't get back to that. You know, he's certainly given us every indication here back at home, and his work's been really good. He's had a good lengthy prep to sort of lead him into this, and hopefully, you know, we can weave our way through the spring and, you know, hits that form again. Well, I'm sure the opportunity's going to pop up for him to win a nice race.
You mentioned a long, steady preparation. Did he have an injury, obviously, after the spring of last year?
Yeah, look, nothing too serious, Andrew. I mean, he probably, his last run at Sandown, and may have been a little bit suspect the run before. You know, I think he hyperextended one of his joints and just put a bit of bruising in the joint capsule itself. And it's just something that we just had to ease off and give him the opportunity to heal up. And it was just a slow process. You know, we thought we'd probably have him back in January. And with that in mind, tackle a couple of sort of late autumn sprints with him and probably head to Brisbane. But once we sort of re-x-rayed him, it hadn't settled down, and we just had to give him a bit more time. And, of course, based on that, we'd sort of missed every opportunity that we'd probably sought out to do. So the point, you know, from there on is we may as well give him a decent break and then aim for the spring again.
Yeah. He can really pounce on them here if he's ready to go off what you've just said, that his track work and everything's been spot on at home. He can really just go banging 200 metres, can't he?
Well, he can do. I mean, it's certainly we found the way to ride this horse, and his record down the straight's really good. He's in good order, but as you said, he can let down very, very quickly and hit the line very solid. And he enjoys racing down the straight. Hopefully, that as I said, gets back to what he was. And as I said before, he's sort of given us every indication that he's back to where he was. So the only probably concern for him is that he has had such a very long layoff. And,
yeah.
You know, as much as we can do at home, it's you just can't beat that race fitness.
Yeah, understand. Mate, you've got others there. Can you win another race?
Well, it's the perennial place getter there, Galaxy Raider. He's knocking at the door. Surely it must open soon for him. I thought it was a very solid effort last start in open company. It was a good run, and we probably just got to the mile a little bit quicker than we'd, the 2,000 metres a bit quicker than we'd expected. You know, we'd ideally would have liked to have given him another run at Caulfield when they called that meeting off when it was so windy, and then step up to 2,000. But I thought it was a good effort. It's certainly that run has, topped him off. And, you know, to back him up, he's just sort of a horse that never really ever thought we could back him up. He's always a horse that sort of felt a run and come out of it okay, but he's always known that he had gone around. But I must say, this is the best the horse has ever come out of a run. So the opportunity was there to go again, so we thought we'd go.
See, I wanted you to say all that. I didn't want to be sort of saying the negative that he's finished second and third, and I've been on him all those three starts. I wanted you to talk about him rather than me.
I think a lot of people were talking about him. Actually.
Yes. Yeah, no, he just needs a win, Greg. Otherwise, there's just terminologies in racing that we start to use that we shouldn't use. But as punters, we often do. Good luck tomorrow, mate. I hope he wins, and I hope we've got this runs well for you in the Ori Star.
Well done, Andrew. Thank you very
much. Thanks, Greg. Good on you, mate. Thanks, Greg Urell joining us there with the very latest on We've Got This.